Listen to God's Word for August 8th. Today's reading is Jeremiah 6 and 7. May God bless this reading of His Word. Jeremiah 6. Run for cover, O sons of Benjamin! Flee from Jerusalem! Sound the ram's horn in Tekoa! Send up a signal over Beth-Hakkerem, for disaster looms from the north, even great destruction. Though she is beautiful and delicate, I will destroy the daughter of Zion. Shepherds and their flocks will come against her. They will pitch their tents all around her, each tending his own portion. Prepare for battle against her. Rise up, let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the daylight is fading, the evening shadows grow long. Rise up, let us attack by night and destroy her fortresses. For this is what the Lord of hosts says: Cut down the trees and raise a siege ramp against Jerusalem. This city must be punished. There is nothing but oppression in her midst. As a well gushes its water, so she pours out her evil. Violence and destruction resound in her. Sickness and wounds are ever before me. Be forewarned, O Jerusalem, or I will turn away from you. I will make you a desolation, a land without inhabitant. This is what the Lord of hosts says: Glean the remnant of Israel as thoroughly as a vine. Pass your hand once more like a grape gatherer over the branches. To whom can I give this warning? Who will listen to me? Look, their ears are closed, so they cannot hear. See, the word of the Lord has become offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it. But I am full of the Lord's wrath. I am tired of holding it back. Pour it out on the children in the street and on the young men gathered together. For both husband and wife will be captured, the old and the very old alike. Their houses will be turned over to others, their fields and wives as well. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, declares the Lord. For from the least of them to the greatest, all are greedy for gain. From prophet to priest, all practice deceit. They dress the wound of my people with very little care, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace at all. Are they ashamed of the abomination they have committed? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. So they will fall among the fallen. When I punish them, they will collapse, says the Lord. This is what the Lord says: Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths, where is the good way? Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk in it. I appointed watchmen over you and said, Listen for the sound of the ram's horn. But they answered, We will not listen. Therefore, hear, O nations, and learn, O congregations, what will happen to them. Hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their own schemes, because they have paid no attention to my word and have rejected my instruction. What use to me is frankincense from Sheba, or sweet cane from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Therefore, this is what the Lord says: I will lay stumbling blocks before this people. Fathers and sons alike will be staggered. Friends and neighbors will perish. This is what the Lord says: Behold, an army is coming from the land of the north. A great nation is stirred up from the ends of the earth. They grasp the bow and spear. They are cruel and merciless. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride upon horses, lined up like men in formation against you, O daughter of Zion. We have heard the report. Our hands hang limp. Anguish has gripped us, pain like that of a woman in labor. Do not go out to the fields. Do not walk the road. For the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. O daughter of my people, dress yourselves in sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn with bitter wailing as you would for an only son, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have appointed you to examine my people like ore, so you may know and try their ways. All are hardened rebels, walking around as slanderers. They are bronze and iron. All of them are corrupt. The bellows blow fiercely, blasting away the lead with fire. The refining proceeds in vain, for the wicked are not purged. They are called rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. Jeremiah 7. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Stand in the gate of the house of the Lord and proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you people of Judah who enter through these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Correct your ways and deeds, and I will let you live in this place. Do not trust in deceptive words, chanting, This is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you really correct your ways and deeds, if you act justly toward one another, if you no longer oppress the foreigner and the fatherless and the widow, and if you no longer shed innocent blood in this place or follow other gods to your own harm, then I will let you live in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. But look, you keep trusting in deceptive words to no avail. Will you steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, and follow other gods that you have not known, and then come and stand before me in this house which bears my name, and say, We are delivered, so we can continue with all these abominations? Has this house, which bears my name, become a den of robbers in your sight? Yes, I too have seen it, declares the Lord. But go now to the place in Shiloh where I first made a dwelling for my name, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, because you have done all these things, declares the Lord, and because I have spoken to you again and again, but you would not listen, and I have called to you, but you would not answer. Therefore, what I did to Shiloh, I will now do to the house that bears my name, the house in which you trust, the place that I gave to you and your fathers. And I will cast you out of my presence, just as I have cast out all your brothers, all the descendants of Ephraim. As for you, do not pray for these people. Do not offer a plea or petition on their behalf, and do not beg me, for I will not listen to you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The sons gather wood, the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough to make cakes for the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods to provoke me to anger. But am I the one they are provoking, declares the Lord? Is it not themselves they spite to their own shame? Therefore, this is what the Lord God says. Behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and beast, on the trees of the field and the produce of the land, and it will burn and not be extinguished. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Add your burnt offerings to your other sacrifices, and eat the meat yourselves, For when I brought your fathers out of the land of Egypt, I did not merely command them about burnt offerings and sacrifices, but this is what I commanded them. Obey me, and I will be your God, and you will be my people. You must walk in all the ways I have commanded you, so that it may go well with you. Yet they did not listen or incline their ear, but they followed the stubborn inclinations of their own evil hearts. They went backward and not forward. From the day your fathers came out of the land of Egypt until this day, I have sent you all my servants the prophets again and again. Yet they would not listen to me or incline their ear, but they stiffened their necks and did more evil than their fathers. When you tell them all these things, they will not listen to you. When you call to them, they will not answer. Therefore, you must say to them, "This is the nation that would not listen to the voice of the Lord their God, and would not receive correction. Truth has perished. It has disappeared from their lips. Cut off your hair and throw it away. Raise up a lamentation on the barren heights, for the Lord has rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. For the people of Judah have done evil in my sight, declares the Lord. They have set up their abominations in the house that bears my name, and so have defiled it. They have built the high places of Topheth in the valley of Hinnom, so they could burn their sons and daughters in the fire, something I never commanded, nor did it even enter my mind. So behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when this place will no longer be called Topheth and the valley of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. For they will bury the dead in Topheth until there is no more room. The corpses of this people will become food for the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to scare them away. I will remove from the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem the sounds of joy and gladness and the voices of the bride and bridegroom, for the land will become a wasteland." Thanks for listening. And join us tomorrow as we listen to God's Word. Questions or comments? Email us at info@listentogodsword.org.